Chapter 2, titled Your First Cuso, begins on page 4. Since you've now installed the TS-570, why not try it? Instructions below are abbreviated. They are intended only to act as a quick introduction. If you encounter problems or there's something you don't understand, you can read about the subject in more detail later. Now, there's a big bar across the page. It's called Receiving, and it pictures the front of the rig as you look at it. We'll be reading on this page explanations for control features, beginning with the number 1 and concluding with number 7. Note, only those buttons and controls required to briefly try the transceiver are explained in this section. The first description is going to be categorized as number 1. Now, actually, as I continue to describe these features, the first description of 1 is going to include all 3 of the round knobs on the right side of the rig, from the top to the middle to the bottom. AF control. AF control is the inside turning feature of the middle knob. Fully counterclockwise. RF control, the outside dialing feature of the middle knob, fully clockwise. Going to the top knob in the upper right corner, DSP slope, parenthesized high. The high feature is controlled with the inner knob. Control, set that fully clockwise. Staying in that top knob, the DSP slope, parenthesized low, control, which is the outer ring of the upper knob, fully counterclockwise. Now go down to the bottom of the 3 knobs in the lower right corner. That dual function knob, the inner turning knob, is IF shift control. Set that at center. The outer ring of the knob is the squelch, SQL control. Set that fully counterclockwise. Now we go to section designated as number 2, description. It's going to be the power switch, which is in the upper left-hand corner as you look at the rig. Switch on the DC power supply, then press and hold the power, P-O-W-E-R, switch briefly. The transceiver switches on. Indicators and frequency digits should appear on the display. On this particular description here, the illustration indicates the display reading 14.280.00. Number 3 setup step will be found in the series of 8 buttons. Visualize it as beginning at the 3 o'clock position to the right of the tuning dial. And below the 4 buttons there are another set of 4 buttons. We're dealing now with the beginning row at the exact 3 o'clock position, not the 4 o'clock position buttons. So to the right of the tuning knob, move 3 buttons over, A slant B. VFOA should already be selected for receiving and transmitting, and you should see a dart A on the display. If not, press the A slant B button. Now, for the listener, this dart, which points to the left, A, appears at the very end of the frequency readout, after the last digit. Going to step number 4, it will take us back to the right side of the rig, the middle knob, the AF-RF control knob. The AF is the center knob that turns. Increase the AF control slowly clockwise until you hear a suitable level of background noise. Now we go to 5. If you go back to the center of the rig and feel the tuning knob, at about the 2 o'clock position, above the row of 4 buttons, there will be 2 buttons. One is marked with a minus, and that's a down button. And slightly above it, to the right, is the plus button, which is marked up. The 5 position says, set an amateur band by pressing the up or down button. Now, 6 position. You have to visualize the tuning knob again. If you start at about the 10 o'clock position, go down to the 9 o'clock position, and down to the 8 o'clock position, there are 3 buttons there. The top button is LSB-USB, lower sideband, upper sideband. The roughly 9 o'clock button, slightly above it, is the CW-FSK button. And the approximately 8 o'clock button is the FM-AM. Now, setup step 6 states, select an operating mode by pressing the LSB slant USB or CWFSK button. Again, I repeat, the LSB USB button is the button beside the tuning dial on the left side at about the 10 o'clock position. And just below that, if you were to choose CW slant FSK, it would be the middle of those 3 slightly curved buttons. They state here, press the same button again to toggle to the second function on the button. For example, repeatedly pressing the LSB slant USB button switches between LSB and USB modes. Now going to number 7, turn the tuning control to tune in a station. Of course, the tuning control, number 7, is the large dial that changes the frequencies. It says here, if no stations are heard, but you have an antenna connected, possibly the wrong antenna connector is selected. Pressing the ANT, the antenna button, toggles between the antenna 1 and the antenna 2 connectors. Now I'm going to explain where the ANT button is. It's on the left side. It's the button that is also used for the numeral 4 on a phone pad. So it would be in that series of 9 buttons on the left, almost adjacent to the phone's jack, where you put your headphone jack in, on the left side in the middle. And ANT button number 4 would be the second button down from the left side. That would be pushed, and it can be toggled between antenna 1 and antenna 2 connectors. The display also shows the ANT1, or I suppose it would show a 2, depending upon the connector that you pushed into, right above the digital readout of 14.280.00. It's above the 14, the ANT1. And right below the 14 is the USB, if you chose upper sideband. And before the number 1, on the upper side, is the black background white print RX. indicating receive position. And of course, at the very left-hand side, you have your power, SWRALC, meterization. It does say here one other thing on this page. Note that pressing power button. Now, power is the button, the large wide button on the upper left corner of the rig. Pressing the power button for more than approximately 2 seconds switches the transceiver power off. That's referencing the commentary in number 2 setup description, which was switching on the DC power supply, then press and hold the power switch briefly. That completes the receiving information on page 4.